fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. The second hour on Sunday, April 22nd, 2007. Welcome to the show. Well, I'm going to introduce my special guest. This is a friend of a short time. I'm just getting to know Greg myself, Greg DeRogier from Canada. Greg is a man of many talents. Very bright guy. I was riding along with him the other day. We were going to lunch, and he's talking to a caller on his cell phone about Amazon products, and he's giving stock numbers, 4- and 5-digit stock numbers for a product off the top of his head. This is a man who knows these products inside out, upside down. As all my listeners know, we focus on John Moore Show on preparedness. And today, on this hour, we're going to be focusing on equipment maintenance, firearms maintenance, internal combustion engines, especially diesel engines and gasoline engines, and what will make them perform better, last longer, with fewer problems. That's what we're going to be talking about. And with no further ado, Greg, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for that wonderful intro, John. I hope I can live up to it.
Well, you can, sir. You're a very bright guy and a man who has more energy than most normal men would ever dream of having, the energy of two men, quite frankly. And I'm sure you've been told that before. It's no secret. is it? You've been told this before, haven't you?
Well, occasionally. I'm a great man, John. What can I say?
Anyway, Greg, I'm a high energy guy myself. I know one when I meet one. You were telling me about this one Amazon product that the Canadian military, the guys who take care of machine guns, have been buying in 30-gallon drums.
Yes.
Now, that got my attention.
Yes.
And we got our first break. And let's talk about this first product when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepat.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been on a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about a free DVD and financial analysis report.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcast Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 22nd of April, 2007. I've got my special guest, Greg, live from Canada on the line. Greg, you still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
What's the weather like in Canada today?
It's beautiful today. Our blizzard has gone. We had a blizzard earlier this week, but it's gone and the sun is out, and it's quite a nice day out here today.
What's the temperature, if I may ask?
In Fahrenheit, it would be about 40.
Oh, okay.
We're not in deep freeze anymore, John.
Well, God bless you. We have some regular callers from Canada, and some of these weather reports I get are just breathtaking. But if you're acclimated and properly prepared, one of the things that many observers have pointed out is that most worthwhile inventions and technology all come from areas that have some kind of really cold weather some time of the year.
Well, the Amsoil products all come from Superior, Wisconsin, which unfortunately is one of the coldest areas in North America because it gets cold fronts coming down through Lake Winnipeg off Hudson Bay, and they get a tremendous amount of snow. It's extremely cold there, International Falls, Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, Superior, Wisconsin. So the people at Amsoil are well familiar with all kind of adverse weather that you can deal with, but it also gets warm there too. So they're
probably that's one of the things I'm looking for, because back in the 70s there was a new product that came out, WD-40, and all the gun guys, we thought, man, we're set now, until it got to be 10 degrees and this stuff started gumming up on us, and there were some police officers in some serious trouble because of gummed up firearms when, in 10 degree and below weather. Well, and that's not a problem.
Absolutely. And yeah. MP has been designed specifically to get around all of those problems.
Let's have some fun with us now. Many of our listeners here have the Internet, and they can look at the Internet while we're talking, you and I are talking. So I'm going to encourage people to go to my website, thelibertyman.com, click on AMSOIL. There's an AMSOIL banner there on my front page. And once you're at the AMSOIL site, you can scroll down to where it says MP, it's Michael Papa, and silicone spray. And click on that, and you can read along with us while Greg and I are talking about metal protector.
Okay.
So, Greg, now, I was talking before the break, I was mentioning that the Canadian military buys this stuff in 30-gallon drums.
Yes, they purchase it from one of our dealers. They purchase it in 1-gallon containers and also in 30-gallon drums, specifically for their light arms as well as their medium machine guns. And what they found is that it is dry film lubricant that does not attract dirt or dust. When the carrier that sprays the lubricant on flashes off, you have a dry film lubricant in place that is very, very durable. So it can take repeated slides, repeated pounding from the kind of vibration and the kind of lubrication requirements required for firearms. It's excellent for handguns. It's excellent for rifles. I use it myself. I have a Glock, and I can tell you it is an exceptional product. And because it doesn't attract dirt or dust, it keeps your gun clean even under the kind of conditions that you'd have a problem with a product, say, WD-40. It's silicone-free, and because of that, you don't run into the problems if you're using it, say, for automotive electronic applications, where you have to spray lubricants around under the hood, and in many modern vehicles, you destroy the sensors with any kind of silicone spray. You don't have that problem with MP. And it's water as well. The nice thing about
it displaces water. We've used WD-40 for years to displace moisture, and MP does that also, except
yes,
it does it better.
It does a better job because it displaces the water, so it's hydrophobic, and then when the film dries, you've got the lubrication there, and you've also got the rust protection there. It's an excellent corrosion protector, and it's excellent for things such as freezing frozen nuts and bolts.
Now tell me, there's two types. There's a heavy duty and a regular metal protector. What's the difference between the two?
The MP is for fine mechanisms such as firearms or fine componentry or, say, for example, under the hood as a penetrating fluid. The heavy-duty MP is specifically designed for chain applications and metal surfaces that require a heavy-duty lubricant that can have salt exposure, chemical corrosion exposure. It's ideal for hinges. It's ideal for wire ropes. It's ideal for motorcycle chains. We sell a tremendous amount of that at some of the motorcycle dealers here in Canada because they want something that dries, has got a waxy coating, is compatible with O-rings, but doesn't attract moisture, and more importantly, doesn't attract dirt.
Well, that's good to know because we were always around the ranch and the farm. What about for our chainsaws?
For chainsaws, we have a different lubricant, and that is our Barn Chain Oil.
Oh, okay.
A semi-synthetic that's designed because that lubricant is really disposable. You want to protect the bar, and you want to protect the chain as long as possible. And that lubricant is different. It's a semi-synthetic. It's not a full synthetic product.
Okay, I'm looking at it now. It says semi-synthetic bar and chain oil. Well, I'm definitely going to get some of that because we, around the ranch here, we've always got chainsaws going at least once a week. And chainsaw maintenance is, well, with any expensive piece of power tools, you want to maintain your equipment as best you can, because these are very expensive pieces of equipment. And anything that will do that and improve that, I certainly want to know about it.
Well, bars and chains are expensive to replace. And the other concern, of course, is safety. You want to make sure that chainsaw is operating smoothly so it's controllable. You don't want to have any kickback.
Absolutely. I when I go out into the bush to use my chainsaw, I always have at least four chains if it's going to be a full-day project, one on this on the saw and three fresh, clean ones ready to go. And I routinely, they start cutting sideways or making little powder instead of big chips. I know it's time to change that chain.
Well,
I know guys that don't. Now, it's kind of funny, Greg. You watch these guys cutting, and their chainsaw starts going off at about a 33-degree angle instead of 90 degrees. And you know exactly what's happening and why, but they're not even paying attention.
Well, absolutely. And we sell a lot of this product to commercial loggers in Canada who do this for a living, who are using the chainsaws in northern British Columbia, northern Alberta, northern Saskatchewan. And they are using a chainsaw, large chainsaws, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. And they need this kind of product because a lot of the places where they go, they don't want to be lugging in a huge number of chains and a huge number of bars to look after.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The logistics gets to be burdensome. Now, while we're talking about chainsaws, obviously there are two-cycle engines. We're going to do a little segue to another product here, and that's the Sabre Professional, ATP.
Yes. The Sabre now, Professional has been used. It actually was the second product that AMSOIL brought out in 1973 after its warranty-approved motor oil, and it's been run as a 100-to-1 mix. Now, a lot of people have trouble with that, but let me explain the logic behind a 100-to-1 mix. If you use the proper additive base oils, you achieve two things. You can achieve very low smoke and very good engine performance because, obviously, the more gasoline you have and the less oil you have, the more net power you're going to have. And as an example, we have one provincial ministry up here that uses our two-cycle oil exclusively, and the reason they do that is they found it's reduced their engine failures dramatically, and they get a much, much better run between plug services. Now, they run it, at, in some cases, up to 50-to-1 because they're running it under very severe service in a forest fire application under severe heat and load conditions. But at 50-to-1 to 100-to-1, and you've got to vary the mix depending on what type of application you've got, you will find it to be a superb lubricant that offers minimal smoke, very little plug fouling, and extremely good component protection. Because let's face it, two-cycle engines are the most abused engine on the market by far.
Absolutely. They run high RPMs under tough conditions. And guys, they pick them up, they expect them to work without proper maintenance. May run 8 hours, 10 hours straight on a job, especially the professionals. But what I like to point out is that at one mixture, 100-to-1, will service all two-cycle engines without having, and most of my neighbors down here in the Ozarks, these men all have two, three, five, sometimes six different little red plastic cans with different mixtures of gas to oil to service their various two-cycle engines.
And that's where mistakes get made.
Mistakes get made.
Absolutely.
Get in a hurry, mistakes get made, and it's just simply a logistical nightmare, quite frankly, to have to deal with all that different mixture ratios.
Correct. And if you experiment with our product, what we recommend always is if it's standard equipment, start at 100-to-1, and then if you need to rich it up a bit for your own specific applications, feel free to do so. And you will find likely that a ratio somewhere of 75-to-1 to 100-to-1 will meet all of your concerns, will run all of your equipment, whether you've got little two-cycle generators, whether you've got chainsaws, whether you've got weed whackers, any of that.
Leaf blowers, all those things. Yes. What about these little two-cycle dirt bikes?
Yes, that's an excellent application for this product. The Sabre Professional is wonderful for that. And the nice thing about this product as well, too, is once you mix it into the gasoline, it stays mixed. Because a lot of the petroleum oils on the market have the unfortunate tendency, if the containers are settling for a while, it settles out and you lose your lubrication.
Greg, hold on. We got a break coming up. Call us 800-313-9443.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands. thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents. See us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you with freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight-efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newest DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. And again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 22nd of April, 2000. And we're talking preparedness. We're talking equipment maintenance. Greg, are you still there, sir?
Answer.
Okay, I got a story for you. It's a short one. It's actually more of a little saying. My drill sergeant, when I was in basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri 40 years ago, told me the following. I told everybody this. He said, take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. I've always remembered those words because they've proven to be very, very true. And that's what you and I are talking about here, sir, is equipment maintenance. And the listeners to this show, Greg, they're interested in preparedness. They're interested in surviving hard times that may be going on for years, if not decades. Where having access to spare parts might be severely limited or not possible at all. And what you and I are talking about will help all their equipment perform better, last longer, with fewer breakdowns. Is that accurate and correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Well, that's what we need, and that's what we want. Let's recap this, what we've talked about so far. So people can go to my website and find this stuff at thelibertyman.com, click on AMSOIL. Now, first we talked about metal protector, and on the website that's AMP. Dry film lubricant, and it's available in one a small can just to throw in your box or by a K-sub or by even larger amounts, correct?
That's right. Currently, it's available in an 8.75-ounce spray can or in cases of 12. It's also now available in 30-gallon and 55-gallon drums.
Outstanding. And then next, we talked about the ATP, Saber Professional, the two-cycle engine oil. Now, that also, I'm looking here myself because I'm trying to educate myself what we've got. ATP, I click on here and see what sizes are available. Typically, we've got all these little cans. Yeah, we've got 3.5-ounce bottles. You can buy one of those or you can buy a whole case of 48. If you, that'd be the way to go, it'd be the case 48. That should last most men an entire season or two, depending on how many different pieces of equipment they have. And get all stocked up on that so you're ready to go for a number of years. Now, is there any benefit to gasoline itself in terms of helping the gas last longer when the ATP is in there?
Well, the ATP is designed specifically as a lubricant, and it's designed so that when it goes into the gasoline, it stays in solution with the gasoline. So it does have much longer storage than conventional lubricants do. The other thing you need to consider, if you're going to be storing this for a long time, we have a gasoline stabilizer product.
Oh, okay. Let's hear about that.
And that gas stabilizer product can also be used on diesel. And what it's designed to do, it's designed to keep the gas from going skunky. Because we all know if we leave gas, particularly modern gasolines, are very highly volatile, have high VOCs, volatile organic compounds in them. And those compounds tend to evaporate, and when they do, the gas degrades.
It does, absolutely. Now, what is the name of this product, Greg?
It's Gasoline Stabilizer.
Okay.
On the AMSOIL website, it would be under the additive sections, I believe. And that particular section, I believe the product code for that is AST.
Okay. I'm looking here now, and I should.
But I don't see it on the corporate store. We do have it available. It comes in bottles or mix, and it's an excellent product. We sell a lot of it up here for seasonally used equipment. If you have equipment, say, for example, a snowmobile, a motorcycle, an RV, any of that kind of equipment that you know is going to be stored seasonally, it's not going to be used in the wintertime, not going to be used in the summertime. This is an
excellent product. There we go. Fuel additives. Fuel additives, I think we're there. And it's AST, is that it?
That's the product code.
Alpha Sierra Tango?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have that in 16-ounce bottle and in a case of six 16-ounce bottles.
Yeah.
Well, that's an excellent product to know about because I'm around a lot of motorheads. I guess I'm kind of a mature motorhead myself. We know that gas has changed considerably recently, and it simply doesn't last like it used to. So this is a good product to know about that we can put it in there and have some gas stored up and not go bad for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the type of product that you want to focus on if you want to maintain your equipment. Because you're not going to be using your equipment all the time. And you're going to want to make sure that when it's stored with fuel, when you need it, it's ready to go.
Absolutely. You know, it's as expensive as gas is. Now, the typical ranch or farm, we're going to have 5-gallon cans of fuel to use for different pieces of equipment. Now, you're looking at more than 20, it's 5 times, 15, 12, 15 bucks to fill up a 5-gallon can with gasoline on a good day.
More in Canada, John.
Well, socialism is expensive. What can I say?
Absolutely.
Right across the river here in Illinois, from where I am, gasoline that runs 10, 15 cents a gallon more expensive. They have a lot more socialism there. These programs are very expensive. Kind of getting adrift here. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633 on web efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
paying exorbitant amounts of interest to mortgage lender, we as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing. No out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report. Catholic priest called on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father Martinez gravely warned of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wake up, America.
Open door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 22nd of April, 2007. We're visiting with my special guest, Greg Duryea from Canada. Greg is a bona fide expert when it comes to synthetic lubricants and all the products that are related to keeping your internal combustion engines and power equipped running in the best possible condition, lasting as long as possible. We talk about preparedness on the John Moore Show, and this is preparedness where the rubber meets the road. Maintaining your internal combustion engines, whether it's tractors, cars, motorcycles, chainsaws, leaf blowers, whatever it might be, in the best possible condition to keep them running as long as we can keep them running. Greg, are you still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
We were talking about before the break this gasoline stabilizer. Now, that is just for gasoline. Is that accurate?
It can also be used for diesel applications.
It can. I want some clarification.
Gasoline, but it can be used for diesel.
Okay, I want some clarification on that because it doesn't mention that on the website here. I'm looking at it as we talk. Is it mentioned on the product itself that you can use it?
Yes, it does. And
it does. Okay.
It deals in essentially the same way. It's the diesel fuels, and this is something we really need to address.
We're going to get that a bit deeper here in a moment. Yeah.
Diesel fuels and gasolines have changed dramatically over the last 10 to 15 years to meet the emission requirements that have been imposed by the United States government and governments around the world. So as a result, the fuels have become less stable and are not designed for long storage intervals. That's why these products have come out. The gasoline stabilizer and one of the other products we've recently introduced, which is the fogging oil, are designed to protect equipment that is stored. The gas stabilizer is designed to deal with the fuel system. The fogging oil is designed to deal with the actual internal combustion component, such as rings, pistons, valves, and that product is sprayed into the cylinders when you shut the engine down by pulling the spark plugs off or spraying it into the intake. Both
now that
products
if you're going to store it for what period of time?
Well, normally speaking, all of the manufacturers recommend if you're planning on storing equipment for more than 30 days, you need to take action of this nature. You need to make sure the fuel is additized, protect against rust and volatilization of the fuel, and you need to take action to make sure you don't start getting rust on the internals of the engine.
Now, fogging oil, I'm trying to find that on the website here. Where would I find that?
That is under specialty products.
Okay. Let's see it here. This is kind of fun, learning all this stuff. Specialty products.
Yes, it's right under the gas stabilizer. Is the product code is FOG. It's fogging oil, engine fogging oil.
Fuel, would it be what, fuel additives then?
It's in the corporate storefront, direct listed.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, fuel additives at the very bottom. Fog.
Yep.
Engine fogging oil. Neat.
Yep.
That's neat.
And this product has no lubrication in it whatsoever, but it is 100% corrosion inhibitor.
This would be good for my 1959 Ford school bus.
Absolutely. You only take it out and run it in the parades a couple times a year, Don. This is a good
We run down the creek and back occasionally. It's got a big old 50-year-old V8 in it. That's exactly what I need. You ready for a call? We got our first caller here, Greg.
Sure.
We got Mark from Minnesota. Mark, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mark.
You know, I had one or two questions. One was, what did you call your gas stabilizer again?
The product code is AST.
AST?
AST, and it's a gasoline stabilizer.
And that works in diesel, too?
Yes, that can be used on diesel fuels as well.
Now, what is the life expectancy of the product in new gas?
We normally expect it'll give you up to 1 year of storage.
So, in other words, it's really no... it's basically got a shelf life of, like, stable, then.
Well, it has a shelf life once it's mixed with the fuel.
Of a year.
Yeah, it would be approximately a year. Now, that's going to depend on two things. It's going to depend on the quality of the fuel you're using, because if you've got a poor quality gasoline to start with, your storage time is going to be less.
Okay.
If I can jump in here, let me add a little bit to this. First of all, stable sold at Walmart comes tiny bottles, or typically 4-6 ounces.
Or you buy it in a gallon like I did.
Right. Right. Here we got a 16-ounce bottle for $8, and that's very cost-effective. But in general, gentlemen, heat is one of the enemies of storing fuel. And you want to keep your fuel at the coolest temperature you can. Underground storage is the best. So there's a lot of variables, and heat is the main variable that will dramatically reduce the shelf life of stored fuel. But go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. It's the method of storage makes a lot of difference, too. For example, how much contact does it have with air?
Or you're saying the volume of the air in the container, or let's say if you keep it up there about 90-95%, you know, just the expansion rate of the difference of the tank you're storing it in?
Correct. You want to keep the tank as full as you can, and you want to keep the tank as cool as you can, because unfortunately with modern fuels, you have a serious problem with volatility. And that is a huge problem. For example, I've worked with some hospitals here in Canada that have a horrible time with their diesel standby systems, because the fuel in some cases is completely toast within 30 days.
Really?
Of storage, because they couldn't keep it cool because of the way the tanks were designed and the way the storage was set up. So it's very important to make sure you store it under optimum conditions to make sure these products will work efficiently, because the best product in the world is not going to work if you've got poor storage conditions.
I know, Greg, I've seen many of these hospitals and public buildings. Here's what they almost always do. Out by the loading dock, somebody decides, oh, we'll stick it here, and they set up a diesel set and a tank next to it with no protection from the sun whatsoever. It's completely exposed to the elements. Everything, the genset and the fuel, exposed to the sun and rain and snow and everything.
Well, now you run into another problem you got to keep in mind too, John. And that is that fuel stored under those conditions can also become biologically active.
Oh, yes.
I have seen, unfortunately, several cases where large storage tanks of diesel have turned into bacteria happy hunting grounds.
Oh, it's amazing. The disgusting glop that grows inside diesel fuel, you'll just take your breath away.
Well, the problem with that glop is that glop, when the bacteria die, becomes extremely corrosive.
Oh, yes.
It turns into an organic acid that'll munch its way through steel lines, steel tanks, and cause tremendous damage because it'll punch right through filters. because the filters aren't designed to handle that level of contamination.
Stories of filters. Mark, do you have another question, sir?
Mine is 100, you know, my gasoline is, you know, like 92 octane, but I was wondering, just out of curiosity, how it performs with, you know, like gas and ethanol. Or, you know, the ethanol, you know, like up here in Minnesota, they're in that 10% corn right. squeezing.
Okay. When you've got an E10 to an E85 fuel, you've got very specific problems with those fuels for storage because the alcohol is much more chemically active.
Or more not as stable, you mean?
Correct.
You say more active?
It's more chemically active, so it's less stable. And those fuels, unfortunately, can present special problems with storage. So the storage intervals you're likely going to attain with those fuels are going to be significantly less than with a straight gasoline product.
Yeah, I realize. Yeah, that's. I was told that, like, with I know with stable, they say if it's got ethanol it basically doesn't hold. It doesn't. It falls out or whatever.
Mark, here's what you want to do. You want to buy the highest octane real gasoline with no alcohol in it. That's what you want.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's not like the good old rosy red premium when I was a kid that you could smell that you put it in a jar, it'd still be good today.
Well, the rule of thumb, the higher the octane you start out with, the higher octane you're going to end up with. You're going to lose octane as the months go by.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, you will lose a certain amount of octane, and we have a product called Octane Boost that may be a product that you want to take a look at. The product code is COB, or maybe AOB in the United States, and it is an Octane Boost
or
AOB, and it'll add up to 7 points to your fuel.
I'm looking here. I'll get the correct product code.
Yeah, it's AOB.
AOB. Alpha.
AOB is the correct product.
Alpha, yeah. Oscar Bravo. And it goes from, you can get it from 12-ounce bottles one at a time, or a case of six,
yep.
or a 55-gallon drum, octane boost. Yeah, that's, I've been dealing with fuel storage for a number of years, gentlemen, and it's science. It's an art and a science to keep fuel to where it still warms like you want it to.
Well, the interesting thing about this product is it is street legal. Many octane boosts that are currently sold on the market are so toxic they can only be used on a racetrack application. This is not.
Okay.
That's good to know.
But basically,
Mark, that, go ahead, Mark.
But basically, you're looking at a, you know, somewhere in a year, or that's about what you can push most fuel that's at like about 92 octane.
Under good storage conditions, 1 year is the most you're likely going to get, unfortunately.
The best thing to do, Mark, is to get that gas out and cycle it.
That's what I do. I hold a year and I burn it up in two, three weeks,
right.
And then I just, as soon as I empty it, I just fill it right back up. That's what I do.
That's the best thing to do. Right. Rotate it out so you always have a fresh supply.
Now, ASD, will that protect kerosene too?
It's not specifically designed for kerosene as a heating fuel. To be honest with you, Mark, I have no experience with that product with kerosene because nobody uses kerosene in this area.
Oh, they don't. You mean it's just too expensive?
Well, in where I come from, Western Canada, virtually all of the heating is done with natural gas or propane or wood. We don't see a lot of kerosene or diesel-based heaters here. Cost is one reason because the cost of fuel in Canada is significantly more expensive than it is anywhere in the United States.
Well, we pretty much, kerosene is a very expensive product. It's used more for lights in the States, I would say, than heating at this point in time.
Yeah, I was going to use it for was not so much maybe a kerosene lantern, but an Aladdin reading light.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
right.
Kerosene is chemically related to diesel.
Yeah,
so,
or just a finer mix.
Correct.
Or
and
more
I would
refined?
Say that it's, you could certainly try the stabilizer in it. I don't know how well it would work, but it would definitely be worth a try to compare.
It would. Kerosene is known to be more stable than diesel in terms of things growing in it. It's higher, more highly refined.
doesn't have the same kind of problem with diesel being regulated.
You said what about the diesel?
The diesel that you're getting now is highly regulated and it's ultra-low sulfur diesel.
Yeah.
And a lot of our added technology is focusing on that specific area.
Oh, the low sulfate?
With the low sulfur diesel fuels, the ultra-low sulfur diesel fuels that are 15 parts per million or less require special additive systems. And all of the technology that we've been working with have been targeted specifically at dealing with the problems that we know are going to be inherent for customers who use that kind of fuel. And very shortly, there's not going to be any high sulfur diesel available in North America.
Now, that brings some problems, Greg. Now, educate Mark and everybody here. In lubricating the diesel engine, when we go to the low sulfur engine, explain to people how that works.
Well, originally, with original diesel engines back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, the fuel was very high sulfur content. And high sulfur provides high lubricity to pump
injector systems. So that's the lubricating side of it?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And now, because of government mandate to reduce emissions, specifically sulfur oxides, you now have a situation where in Canada, as of January the 1st, diesel that is being sold at the pump has been reduced to 15 parts per million of sulfur. Now, that reduction has resulted in a direct effect on all diesel engines that don't use any kind of additive systems, that don't use any kind of supplementary additives, in that the wear factors on those injector systems and the pumps have gone up dramatically because there's no lubricity left in the diesel. The fuel is extremely dry, and while the burn profile is excellent, the terms of emissions are excellent, the flip side of that is that your injector systems and your pumps are going to wear out at a much higher rate. And you have to get the right type of fuel additives into your diesel now to protect your whole fuel delivery system from pump to injector. And we reformulated all of our products in October and came up with a brand new line of fuel additives specifically targeting ultra-low sulfur diesel fuels as well as biodiesels. So anybody who's got any kind of diesel equipment, whether it's brand new or 30 years old, needs to be concerned about the problems inherent in very dry, ultra-low sulfur diesel.
The product code is ADF, Alpha to Foxtrot.
That's right. And ADF is on our website, and that product was specifically reformulated. I've actually taken special training on that product because there's a variety of things we've had to do in order to achieve proper lubricity in diesel fuel systems.
Now, you've got new cars.
Now, what is that word lubricity you said?
Lubricity.
The product code is ADF.
Okay. You called it lubricity?
Correct.
How did you say that?
Correct. It's a lubricity additive designed to replace the lost lubricity.
Meaning what? The lubricating factors?
Correct.
Can you say that?
When you take all the sulfur out of the diesel fuel, Mark, you start running into problems. Big problems, because your injectors and your pumps are designed to work with a certain amount of fuel-delivered lubrication. If you take that product away, if you take the sulfur out of the fuel, you get very dry fuel, and that's when you start having pump problems and injector problems.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Gentlemen, hold on. Oh, we got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More Moore is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves & Moore, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. Stoves & Moore offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesAndMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about
it. Sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps only purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I've been in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We have on the time in the world.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't have a lot of time. I need to remind you about the freeze-dry guys. March special. Call him at his toll-free number, 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Get a one-month supply of food for one person delivered to your home at a very reasonable price, excellent price, and he'll take good care of you. And the more you get, the more cost-effective it becomes. Greg, are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Let's recap the product we talked about real quick. First was a metal protector, product code Alpha Mike Papa. They bought by the U.S., the Canadian military to do maintenance on their small arms. Next product we talked about was ATP, Alpha Tango Papa, the additive for two-cycle engines, Sabre Professional. Excellent product. And then we talked about what did we talk about next?
we talked about the chain oil.
The bar and chain oil.
Yes.
Now, that's the guys that listen to this show, they all have chainsaws. There's a few that's still stuck in the city, but most of them have chainsaws. They need this. It's going to make their chainsaws run better. And then the diesel fuel additive.
Yeah. Now, we need to really focus on that, John. And the reason
we
say that
is because buying a fuel injectors for a diesel engine, you're looking at $2,000-$3,000 or more.
Yes. Anyone who has a fuel-injected system that's running diesel, and they all are fuel-injected, they need to be very concerned about the fuel that they're using now.
Absolutely not. I need to tell people, Greg, if they want to be an Amsoil dealer, give me a call at my toll-free number. That's 866-965-3007, Monday through Friday during normal business hours. Toll-free, 866-965-3007. Amsoil has been around a long time. They're a good company. They take care of their people. They do what they say they're going to do, don't they, Greg?
Yes, I've been with them for 27 years. And
well, that's
a company. They focus 100% on quality, and they focus on being ahead of the curve on new product development to look ahead and look at the trends, such as this fuel problem.
Well, and that's what we want on the John Moore Show. We want to be ahead of the curve with the best state-of-the-art technology for equipment maintenance, for firearms maintenance. And, of course, we mentioned the gasoline additive stabilizer to help the gas last longer and perform better.
Yeah, and I strongly suggest that you go to John's site and take a look at the diesel concentrate, because that product, for anybody that's got a diesel pickup, a diesel generator, any kind of diesel componentry, they need to look at this.
Absolutely, they do.
The ones they're buying now are going to destroy their equipment.
And diesel tractors, everybody in the country's got diesel tractors for the most part. This is what you need for your diesel tractor. Farm equipment is very, very expensive. And if you know some farmers or people with diesel engines, tell them about John Moore. Give them my website address so they can help protect their equipment better. Take care of it, get it last longer. Greg, we're out of time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, John. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. That's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to go to thelibertyman.com. Get what you need to keep your equipment running. You all be safe out there. Have a great week, and God bless America.